Thank you for joining us today as Pastor Tim shares the Word of God. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God and constant, powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Tim with today's message.
Last Sunday morning was New Year's Day, and as I was here delivering a message literally on January 1st, now, the question that I was asking everybody is, why is it New Year's Day? I know you get sick of me saying the same thing every time I'm up here. And I try not to, but it just comes out anyway. I cannot take people telling me that all religions are basically the same and are of equal importance. I just can't take that. This past Saturday night, the whole world was watching 2016 turn to 2017. I mean, millions in Times Square watching the big ball drop. The world shooting fireworks in celebration. Did anybody in all of these, not millions, but billions of people celebrating, did anybody say 2,1700 years since what? Okay, we're moving from 2016 to 2017. Did anybody, as they're partying and wearing the hats and blowing the little deal, did anybody say since what? Because clearly man was on earth before 2016, 2,1700 years ago, and we're made. So what are we celebrating here? With no thought about 2,017 years ago. In case anybody wanted to know, that would be after the death of Jesus. No, not all religions are the same. For the first part of man's time on this earth, we ran a calendar before the flood and after the flood. The most significant event in the whole wide world was a flood that wiped everybody off of the earth except for Noah and his family. That would be a pretty significant event. And so you referred to everything before that and since that. Now, what event would be greater than that? Would it be Muhammad's birthday or Martin Luther King's birthday or Columbus's birthday or George Washington's birthday? What would the death of Buddha or the death of, what would be something so significant that it outweighed before the flood and after the flood that we would change the entire dating system of the whole world? Jesus's life, death, burial, and his resurrection changed the whole world. Changed the whole world. Why, out of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of religious leaders that have lived and taught and died, why have we not changed the dating system around their life? Because they died and stayed dead. But when a man comes out of the tomb and walks around and teaches and talks and eats fish with folks, that's fairly significant. It is so significant that we changed the dating system of the whole world. And so then we had year one and year 10 and 1,853 years, 1,956 years, 2,017 years since that happened. And each time we think about that, it gives us a new year. A new year. We talked about Sunday, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I ask all the members of this church to make sure that you memorize 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Old things pass away, all things have become new. That's why we have a Happy New Year. Because it is Jesus's life here on this earth gave us an opportunity not to have the same old year. But now we have the opportunity to have not a new year, but a happy new year. See, that's not just a phrase that somebody somewhere came up with. That describes exactly what happened. It is a new year. Before that, there was condemnation. There was condemnation for sin. And after Jesus came on this earth, there is now forgiveness for sin, not condemnation, but forgiveness for sin. And that's a happy new year. That is a happy new year. Then we are called on to start making New Year's resolutions. Where'd that come? What's your New Year's resolution? Who came up with that idea? Where did that come from that we would make a New Year's resolution? Turn to John chapter 8, the passage that we talked about this past Sunday. John chapter 8. So many examples that we could use, but we talked about this one. The example that we used this past Sunday morning, John chapter 8, the woman was caught in the very act of sin. And the religious leaders, see, religion condemned sin. The wages or the penalty, the wages of sin is what? It's death. So this woman was sentenced by sin for death. I don't know if anybody relates to this story, but there are a few in here that would say, you know what, I have sinned in my life. I'm not perfect. Well, what you're deserving is death. So that's what you got coming to you. Except for we've had a very happy new year. See, in verse 9, a critical verse, the old covenant turned and walked away. That is the old covenant. Under the old law, the old way of approaching God, one by one, turned and walked away. Verse 11, Jesus said, now he's not going to condemn the very act of sin. This woman got a new year. She got a new year. Everybody turned and walked away. We're not going to give you the punishment that you deserve. Is anybody in here thankful that you don't get what you got coming to you? See, we got a new year. Halfway through verse 11, where that semicolon is a new year. Now, since Jesus has done that, right here, it's New Year's resolution time. You now, because we have had a new year, what do you resolve inside yourself to do different in 2017 than you did in 2016? See, this woman received a happy new year. Now, you need to go and make some changes in your life. You need to get up from here. Woo, happy new year, happy new year. Okay, that's great. You got a happy new year. Now, you need to make some changes this next year. So right here is where the New Year's resolution idea begins to take place. What is your New Year's resolution? Now that you have received the forgiveness that Jesus came to bring, now that you have averted the stoning that you deserve, now what are you going to go and do? Well, you're going to lose 10 pounds, you're going to start exercising, or you're going to eat less sugar, or, I mean, since Jesus did what he did, our New Year's resolution needs to be a little bit different and a little bit more significant than we might have had it in the past. We might need to have a little bit more significant New Year's resolution as we address a lifestyle change. A lifestyle change. All of you men from Teen Challenge that are here with us, it's New Year's resolution time. You hadn't gotten what you deserved. God's forgiven you. God's given you a brand new start. Now it's New Year's resolution time. It's time for you to make some lifestyle changes. God, thank you for giving me. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for washing me clean. Thank you for my brand new start. But now you don't get up and you go and live just like you lived in 2016. See, we got 2017. Now let's in this next year live different than we did last year. It's New Year's resolution time. That part of my life is over. That part of my life is gone. And the title of what I want to talk about to us is New Year's resolution. As we resolve to live a life that God rewards. Do you know, or are you aware, that the Bible talks a whole lot about eternal rewards? Are you aware of that? Are you aware that the Bible talks a whole lot about eternal rewards? Luke chapter 6, 23, rejoice in that day, leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven. Matthew 16, 27, he will reward each according to his works. Matthew 19, 21, you will have treasures in heaven. Luke 14, 14, you will be blessed, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection. Jesus spoke on and on and on about rewards in heaven. And as we all this week are in New Year's mode, and we are traditionally this week of the year making New Year's resolutions, there are some things that are much, much, much more important that we need to be thinking about and making resolves about, like eternity importance, like not just what's going to be important in the next few days or next few weeks, eternal importance. See, we're so temporary-minded. We're so instant temporary focused. I don't know if you can grasp this next sentence. Probably you can't, but I will make it anyway. Eternity is a very long time. I don't think you can grasp that. I don't think you can comprehend that. But eternity is it's a very long time. And decisions that you are making right now will affect you for all eternity. For all eternity. When we study all of what Jesus talked about, when he talked about eternity, there are two keys that determine everything about your eternity. I want to make sure that you understand these, because I don't know that we do. Number one is belief. Number two is behavior. Now, there are two things that determine eternity. Number one is belief, and number two is behavior. I would dare say we all have number one, belief. That is the key to where you spend eternity. We understand that you don't work your way into heaven. Your destination in heaven is not determined by your works here on this earth. What you believe determines where you spend eternity. But here's what I'm not sure we have a handle on. Number two, your behavior is how you're going to spend eternity. See, what you believe determines where you're going to spend eternity, but your behavior here on this earth determines how you're going to spend eternity, wherever it is that you spend eternity. Belief is the first step. Clearly, you have to accept Jesus. You have to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and that he is Lord. That belief affects where you're going to spend eternity. Now, the church has been guilty of leading us there. We got everybody to that point, and then we quickly want to get on to our next revival and get some more people to believe that. But the church has overlooked a lot of teaching Matthew 16, 27. For the Son of Man will come in glory with his Father, with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his work. We don't spend a lot of time there. No one ever really thinks about the fact that the vast majority of our life happens after our physical death. So much so that it's incomprehensible. The vast majority of your life happens after your physical death. And as we're making New Year's resolutions, we've got to look closely at resolving to a life that God rewards. Now, I don't want to bring up a difficult subject here, but last week I was talking with Dee Michaud, and she was thanking me for doing her husband Bill's funeral. And I said to Dee, it was my pleasure. And I can't always say that. And I told her, I can't always say that. Do you ever think about for 1 minute what position you're going to put some preacher in? Who has to say something nice about you in that situation? I'm a preacher and you need to think about that. Because what position? This guy was a real jerk. I mean, what position are you going to place people in when this very temporary life for you is over? And as Dee and I were just visiting, I did say it was a pleasure doing Bill's funeral. Clearly, it's very sad and we miss him. And he's left a big hole here in this physical earth. He was a godly man. He was a great man. He lived a godly life. He was a good man. And that is a pleasure to pass that kind of life on to the next life. Will it be so for you? What will be said about you? What can be said about you? You know, we don't spend enough time thinking about this, because I'm telling you, for everybody in here, something will be said about you. You will reach that point. And I don't know. I reading and studying and preparing for all this, just 2 weeks ago, I told my wife, I said, I want you to be able to look at me in that casket and say to everybody standing around you, that was the greatest man that ever lived, and he provided everything for me I ever wanted. And I said, I want you to be able to say that. Do you want your wife to say you were a jerk? And the happiest day of my life is when you left? I mean, what? How are you living your life, and what do you want said about you? And I want my wife to be able to say, that's the greatest man that ever lived. And he was wonderful to me. Now see, that motivates me when there are times I want to scream at her. There are times I want to yell. There are times I'm mad. Because those times happen. But you've got to get a vision for eternity, because it motivates you in the here and now. And if you don't have a vision for eternity, then you are motivated by nothing but to act like a jerk at any given moment of your day. As this week we're in New Year's resolution mode, I want you to be aware that there are five main events in your life. There are five main events in your life. Number one is life. God gives you life. John 3:6 says, humans reproduce human life. The Bible says, he formed you in your mother's womb. God chose you. Now, your parents didn't. Some of you had good parents. Some of you had horrible parents. Some of you were put up for adoption. Don't even know who your parents are. It doesn't matter. God chose the egg and the sperm and united them at conception because he chose you. And God gives life. God gives life. And that's where we all are that are in this room right now. At number one, there's four more to go. Number two, death. You die physically, but not spiritually. See, your birth is a brief entrance into life on earth that you will live throughout all eternity. Obviously, you are much more than just some organic matter. By the way, let me make sure you know this verse. Hebrews 9:27, you're appointed one time to die, and then you will face judgment. You're not going to be reincarnated. One time. There's one time to die, and you face judgment. You don't come back and then come back as a cow and then come back as a chicken or come back. You keep on till you finally get this right, and then you can enter into nirvana. Let me just tell you, you die one time, and you face judgment. After death, that's it. Luke 23:43, Jesus told those who were being crucified with him, he told the one next to him, today you will be with me in paradise. He didn't say, now you'll come back as a cow, and then you'll come back as this, you'll come back. And one of these days, if you get it right, you'll come. The Bible clearly does not teach reincarnation. Today you will be with me in paradise. Five main events for all of life. Number one, life. Number two, is in our death. Number three is in our resurrection. A new body is given. Then think about this with me. If you cut off an arm, are you still here? If you cut off both arms, are you still here? If you cut off both arms and both legs, are you still here? See, clearly you are more than just this physical body. The you still lives on as you cut off every part of your body, and you can completely be gone, but the real you is still there, and that is resurrected when this body quits. Number four, destination. Where does that resurrected spirit go? When this body quits in this short life that we're living, then where do you, the one inside here, where do you instantly go? The Bible's real clear. There's only two choices. John 14:2. John 14:2. There is more than enough room for you in my Father's home. If this were not so, I wouldn't have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you. Heaven. Choice number one is heaven. There is a place prepared for you in God's house. Matthew 23:33. You snakes, sons of vipers, how will you escape the judgment of hell? There's only two places that the Bible talks about. The destination. The destination is heaven, or the destination is hell. At your destination, we come to number five, repayment. And we don't talk a whole lot about rewards or retribution that takes place in all eternity based on what you did while you're here on earth. 2 Corinthians 5:10. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged, and we will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or the evil we have done in this earthly body. We just don't read that a whole lot. Go to the very back of your Bible, Revelation 20. Revelation 20:11. And I saw a great white throne and the one sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from the presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne. And the books were open, including the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead. The death and the grave gave up their dead, and all were judged according to their deeds. Here we have behavior. As we this week are making our New Year's resolutions, and we are in this mode of making some changes in our life, that is the week that this year generally is for all of us. I want to make sure that our church understands that much, much more of your life is lived after we're not here any longer than is lived while we are. This is really a blink. This is really a blink. Whether you live a year or 5 years or 50 years or 100 years, whatever it is, it's a very short time. And our focus in life has got to move from such temporary and such insignificant and meaningless thought. What's your New Year's resolution? What's your New Year's resolution? What's your new... And we throw out things that are not very significant in the scope of eternity. And I want us looking in the scope of eternity. And this is a very positive message for us in here, because we have time to do something about that. Yeah. You have time to do something about that starting right now. When you get up and walk out of this very place, you have time to start changing what will be said about you. You have time to start. It's New Year's resolution time. It's New Year's resolution time. And I want to lead us, while we're in this mode, into thinking about more than just some insignificant, temporary, short-lived resolutions that we're going to make. Because I want you to know, there are rewards in eternity. And I don't have time to go into just scripture after scripture after scripture about eternal rewards. But you are laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. That's what you're doing. You're laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And while we believe and teach and understand the message of grace, while we fully understand that you don't work your way into heaven, you don't do that. Jesus, while you were yet a sinner, forgave you of your sins, wiped your slate clean, gave you a brand new start in life, and Jesus is your entrance into the presence of God, and not anything you have done or haven't done. And you need to know that. Jesus is your entrance into the presence of God. While that is all very true, there's a lot of scripture about rewards in heaven. About rewards in heaven, and the fact that you and I are rewarded according to the... Oh, it's not by works, lest any man should boast. I got that. Going to heaven and meeting God is not by works, and you won't boast about that. That was undeserved. It was grace. But here's what you need to know. Rewards are being laid up. The treasures are being laid up. Moths don't get it. Rust doesn't get it. What are you doing now that's shaping your life for eternity? And what will be said about you? Once again, this is not a morbid or a negative sermon, because you and I have a chance to do something about that. We right now can do something about that. And I want to do that. I want to change some things about myself. I want to make some resolutions about myself, about the way I act, the way I talk, the way I live, the way I think, the way I respond, because I want 2017 to be better for me than 2016 was. Not that it was all of that bad, but the walk with the Lord is from glory to glory. from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory, and whatever year you had needs to be better this year. And whatever year we have needs to be better the next year, and our life moves from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory, and we've got to get out of from one crisis to the next crisis. One week in jail to the next month in jail. One bust to the next bust. One disruption to the next disruption. We're going to have to get out of that cycle and get our life headed in one degree of glory to the next degree of glory. All of you men that are joining us, I want you to know God's got a great plan for you. God's got blessings for you. God's got a great new year for you. But it's resolution time. It's new. This week is New Year's resolution. And I like that word. You resolve in your heart that I will live different. I am resolving this week that I will make better decisions, that I will make wiser decisions than I made last year. I'm making a resolution. I'm making a New Year's resolution that I am going to put myself in a position for God to bless me, and I'm going to keep myself out of positions where God's wrath and His judgment is loosed on me. This is resolution time. This week of the year, we make New Year's resolutions. And if you get mugged in the same alley every time you go down that alley, I highly suggest you change the way you go. I highly suggest you play pool somewhere that doesn't serve alcohol. I highly suggest that you watch Monday Night Football somewhere that doesn't sell drugs. I highly suggest, see, put yourself in a position for God to bless your life and resolve to never put yourself in a position for bad to happen for you, and you can truly make a New Year's resolution that has eternal rewards to it. Not just temporary, but eternal rewards to it. There are five main events that are going to take place. Life, and that's where we all are. But there are four more to go. There are four more for us to go. Death, your resurrection, then your destination, and it's only one of two choices, and then there's a repayment. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged, and we will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or the evil that we have done in this earthly body. That's not a bad thing. You'll reap what you sow. You'll reap what you sow. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Hot dog, I'm going to reap what I sow. Yes, I'm going to reap what I sow. See, the Bible is not a negative word. It's a positive word. Yes. Oh, you're going to reap what you sow. Shame on you. No, hot dog, I'm going to reap what I sow. What does that mean? Go out here and sow some good things. Be kind to people. Be gentle to other people. Get out here and sow you some good seeds. Reap what you sow is a very positive thing. You will reap your reward for all eternity. That's a very positive thing. Right now, you got time to make a New Year's resolution. That's what time of year it is, and it's time to make some. And as we, this week, begin a new year, and you're making changes in your life, you're resolving to change some things about your life this coming year. I want to end with this. Luke chapter 6, verse 23. Rejoice in the day. Leap for joy. For indeed, and this next word is a Greek word, mistos, which means wages. Rejoice, leap for joy, for indeed your wages are great in heaven. Your wages are great in heaven. And to me, that's as exciting as it gets. You can rejoice and you can leap for joy. Because right now you can resolve to live your life, the rest of your days, laying up treasures. Because your wages are great in heaven. As you're making New Year's resolutions this week, resolve this week to be paid well for all eternity. Y'all stand. Lord, we're so grateful for the new year you've given us. You've given us a new year, and we're just grateful. Lord, we're grateful. 2016 is gone. It's passed away. It's gone. 2016, all of our struggles, all of our difficulties, all of our negatives, all of our own personal sin, all of the things that we have done wrong, 2016 is gone. And Lord, this week, we resolve. We make some resolutions. We're going to live 2017 from glory to glory. From glory to glory. That this week, we receive a happy new year. A happy new beginning. And that this week truly is a new beginning. Where old is passed away. Old is gone. And all things have become brand new. Now, Lord, those that are hurting in here, those that have experienced great difficulties in here right now, those that are going through difficult times, I ask that you would wrap your arms of comfort around. Lord, your arms of comfort. Wrap around so many that have experienced some great difficulties. And Lord, usher us in to a 2017 that is truly to the next degree of glory you have for our life. We honor and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by the pastors at CM Church, please log on to our website at www.cmchurch.com and click on our podcast link. You can also purchase series and other messages at our online store.